Chapter 11. So have love for the Lord your God, and give him worship, and keep his laws and his decisions and his orders at all times. And be certain in your minds this day, for these words are not said to your children, who have had no experience of the training of the Lord your God, and who have not seen his great power or his strong hand and his stretched out arm, or his signs and wonders which he did in Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their war carriages, how he made the waters of the Red Sea come up over them when they went after you, and how the Lord puts an end to them even to this day, and what he did for you in the waste land, till you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, when they went down into the open mouth of the earth, with their families and their tents and every living thing which was theirs, before the eyes of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great works of the Lord which he has done. So keep all the orders which I give you today, so that you may be strong, and go in and take the land which is to be your heritage, and that your days may be long in the land which the Lord gave by an oath to your fathers and to their seed after them, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land where you are going is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you put in your seeds, watering them with your foot, like a planted garden. But the land where you are going is a land of hills and valleys, drinking in the rain of heaven, a land cared for by the Lord your God. The eyes of the Lord your God are on it at all times from one end of the year to the other. And it will be that if you truly give ear to the orders which I put before you this day, loving the Lord your God and worshipping him with all your heart and all your soul, then I will send rain on your land at the right time, the early rains and the late rains, so that you may get in your grain and your wine and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your cattle, so that you may have food in full measure. But take care that your hearts are not turned to false ways, so that you become servants and worshippers of other gods, for if you do so, the wrath of the Lord will be burning against you, and the heaven will be shut up so that there is no rain and the land will give no fruit, and in a very little time you will be cut off from the good land which the Lord is giving you. So keep these words deep in your heart and in your soul, and have them fixed on your hand for a sign and marked on your brow, teaching them to your children, and talking of them when you are at rest in your house or walking by the way, when you go to sleep and when you get up, writing them on the pillars of your houses and over the doors of your towns, so that your days, and the days of your children, may be long in the land which the Lord by his oath to your fathers said he would give them, like the days of the eternal heavens. For if you take care to keep all the orders which I give you, and to do them, loving the Lord your God and walking in all his ways and being true to him, then the Lord will send these nations in flight before you, and you will take the lands of nations greater and stronger than yourselves. Every place where you put your foot will be yours, from the wasteland and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates as far as the great sea, will be the limits of your land. All people will give way before you, for the Lord your God will put the fear of you on all the land through which you go, as he has said, today I put before you a blessing and a curse, the blessing if you give ear to the orders of the Lord your God, which I give you this day, and the curse if you do not give ear to the orders of the Lord your God, but let yourselves be turned from the way which I have put before you this day, and go after other gods which are not yours. And when the Lord your God has taken you into the land of your heritage, you are to put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side of Jordan, looking west, in the land of the Canaanites living in the Arabah, opposite Gilgal, by the holy tree of Morah? For you are about to go over Jordan to take the heritage which the Lord your God is giving you, and it will be your resting place. And you are to take care to keep all the laws and the decisions which I put before you today.